The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam. Third Canto, Chapter Number 5, Text Number 24. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasat Kikari. Recorded on December 13th, 2017, in Phoenix, Mauritius.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Sa va esha tada drashta na apashyat drishyam eka rat mene asantam eva atmanam supta shakti asupta drik. Sava esha tata drashta na pasyad drisham ekarat mene santam evatmanam supta shaktir supta drik. Sava esha tata drashta na pasyad drisham ekarat mene santam evatmanam supta shaktir supta drik. Sava esha tada drashta na pasyad drisham ekarat mene santam evatmanam supta shaktir supta drik. Sa, the personality of Godhead. Va, either. Esha, all these. Tada, at that time. Drashta, the seer. Na, did not. Apashyat, see. Drishyam, the cosmic creation. Ekarat, undisputed proprietor. Mene, thought like this. Asantam, non-existent. Eva, like that. Atmanam, plenary manifestations. Supta, unmanifested. Shakti, material energy. Asupta, manifested. Drik, internal potency. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. The Lord, the undisputed proprietor of everything, was the only seer. The cosmic manifestation was not present at that time, and thus he felt imperfect without his plenary and separated parts and parcels. The material energy was dormant, whereas the internal potency was manifested. Report. The Lord is the supreme seer, because only by his glance did the material energy become active for cosmic manifestation. At that time, the seer was there, but the external energy over which the glance of the Lord is cast was not present. He felt somewhat insufficient, like a husband feeling lonely in the absence of his wife. This is a poetic simile. The Lord wanted to create the cosmic manifestation to give another chance to the conditioned souls who were dormant in forgetfulness. The cosmic manifestation gives the conditioned souls a chance to go back home, back to Godhead. And that is its main purpose. The Lord is so kind that in the absence of such manifestation, He feels something wanting, and thus the creation takes place. Although the creation of the internal potency was manifested, the other potency appeared to be sleeping, and the Lord wanted to awaken her to activity, just as a husband wants to awaken his wife for the sleeping state for enjoyment. It is the compassion of the Lord for the sleeping energy that He wants to see her awake for enjoyment like the other wives who are awake. The whole process is to enliven the sleeping conditioned souls to the real life of spiritual consciousness, so that they may become as perfect as the ever-liberated souls in the Vaikuntha Lokas. Since the Lord is Satchidananda Vigraha, He likes every part and parcel of His different potencies to take part in the blissful rasa, because participation with the Lord in His eternal rasa lila is the highest living condition, perfect in spiritual bliss and eternal knowledge. So it's very clear here that while the external potency is dormant, the internal potency is still going on. So when it describes the Lord as the only seer, it's not talking about what's happening in the internal potency, the spiritual energy. Because there, it is confirmed here, the ever-liberated souls are continuing their activities with the Lord in the spiritual sky. This is very interesting, the very last sentence. He likes every part and parcel of His different potencies to take part in the blissful rasa. Because participation of the Lord in His eternal rasa lila is the highest living condition, perfect in spiritual bliss and eternal knowledge. So Krishna actually wants to enjoy rasa or taste with each and every living entity. But to facilitate those living entities who want to try to enjoy separately from the Lord, He gives this material existence, which goes through cycles of manifestation and non-manifestation. This describes a situation where the material situation was non-manifest. So Krishna wanted to re-manifest, because when the living entities are unmanifested, when they're sleeping in the dormant state, they have no facility to awaken their Krishna consciousness. So Krishna wanted that the material manifestation would again take place, so the living entities can then have that facility to come back to Him. So Krishna is actually always compassionate like this. He's always hankering when the living entities will come back to me. He wants to enjoy a rasa or loving relationship with every single jiva soul. All these people walking around Phoenix, driving up and down the street, every one of them is very dear to Krishna, you see. Every one of you are very dear to Krishna. He wants to have a particular, sweet, loving relationship with each and every jiva soul. So why should we disappoint Him? He wants us to come back. So why we should disappoint Krishna? You see, He's giving us everything. The food we eat, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, the bodies. Everything we have is a gift from Krishna. So why we should disappoint Him? That's called an ingrate. Someone who is not grateful is called an ingrate. Don't be an ingrate. Krishna is giving you everything. Full facility. Even if you want to enjoy separately from Him, He's still giving you facility. It's like a kid who runs away from home, but his parents send him a check every month to pay his rent. They facilitate him even if he runs away from home, you see. So Krishna is giving all facility, even in our ridiculous attempt to try to enjoy separately, He's giving His facility. So why we should be so ungrateful? Is it? There's a saying, bite the hand that feeds you. So we're biting the hand. Oh, there is no God, or God is impersonal. You see, we're biting the hand that feeds us. He's giving us everything, and we say, oh, there is no God. Well, maybe Krishna is a myth. Is it? Is that gratitude? And say, well, maybe my parents are a myth. What's it? You know, they took all good care of me. They raised me. They fed me. They clothed me. They educated me. Say, I think maybe they don't really exist. They're just a myth. My parents don't really exist. What kind of gratitude would that be? That's what we're doing with Krishna. You see. Our modern day society is saying, well, there is no God. Like Dr. Stephen Hawking said, everything comes out of nothing. What kind of nonsense? When someone gives you their love and you don't reciprocate, that means you're spiritually bankrupt. See, we have to learn how to reciprocate with Krishna. He's giving us pure love at every minute. We have to give love in return. It's not that Krishna is just sitting there, not doing anything. He's still giving all facility. Eko bam, eko, eko, there's a eko yamasi. Nicho nichanam chaitanas chaitanam. Eko bahunam yobhidadati kamam. He's giving everything, full facility, for all we need. So why don't we be a little grateful and reciprocate with him? I mean, why don't we be like a human being at least instead of an animal? You see? Why do we have to be like animals, not reciprocating with Krishna? We have to come off the animal platform of simply eat, sleep, mate, and defend. You see? We have to come off this rascal animal platform and come to the human platform to reciprocate that love that Krishna is giving us. It's difficult in a modern day society because they don't educate us properly. If they do teach us about God, it's the order supplier. Just like my mother, she taught me. He said, little Stevie, what do you want for Christmas? I said, Mommy, I'd like a pair of cowboy boots. I said, okay, little Stevie. Every night now you pray to God for cowboy boots. She helped me pray every night. Dear God, please give me a pair of cowboy boots for Christmas. What kind of ridiculous? You know, sure enough, I got my cowboy boots at Christmas under the tree. There they were. This is not love of God. This is love of cowboy boots. You see? So we have to learn. Love means to give. To take, 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 take. That's greed, you see. Yes, I want to take, 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 take. I don't want to give you anything, but I want to take, 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 take. That's greediness. That dirty heart. I'm going to take, 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 take. Take without giving, you see. That's greedy, dirty, filthy heart, contaminated. That's our present state of consciousness. We want to take, we don't want to give. But you can't live like that. Even in breathing. Inhale and exhale. You take it in, you give it up. Reciprocate. You take it in, you give it up. Even breathing. In and out. So we're taking from Krishna, so now we have to give. It's like we inhale, we exhale, we're taking from Krishna. Now we have, it's a natural thing. Inhalation and exhalation is natural. You're doing it right now, every one of you. You're inhaling and exhaling. So in the same way, we're inhaling and exhaling at every minute. We're taking from Krishna so many things. The food, the air, the proper temperature so we don't freeze to death or burn to death. An island here that we can sit on so we're not drowning in the Indian Ocean. We're taking so many things right now, this very minute from Krishna. So now we have to give. If you simply inhale and you don't exhale, you'll die, you see. You can't do it. You can't just keep inhaling. Your lungs will burst, isn't it? You couldn't just keep inhaling your lungs at birth. But now we're just taking. I don't give anything back. It's a very unhealthy thing. It doesn't work. It's not practical. It's insanity. And this is what our rascal leaders are teaching us to do. The political leaders, the educational leaders, the movie stars, the rock stars, the military leaders in every sphere of activity. These people are misguiding us. It's horrible what's going on. It's wholesale ignorance going on here. You see, the television, the radio, the internet, the literature, the movies, everything is contaminated with sense gratification. We fly in these airplanes, we can't even watch the movies, you know, they're all contaminated. You know, you want to do something on a long flight, but those movies are all filthy, they're dirty. It's dirty, filthy things, you see. Contaminated. Listen to some lectures, read some books, you know. I have Krishna conscious videos on your iPad, you know. But those movies are just polluted, contaminated things. They inspire you to become lusty and greedy and angry. So that's our civilization we've grown up in. It's a horrible civilization. Is this civilization? It's animalization. Show me one thing that's civil about our modern day so-called civilization. Can you show me even one thing that's civil about it? Even one thing that you can say, Sankarshan Prabhu, this point is civil. Can you show me one thing that is civil about it? Nothing at all. It is simply rubbish civilization. You understand? Simply demoniac, rubbish civilization. So how much we are blessed by Srila Prabhupada. We cannot begin to understand how much we are blessed by Srila Prabhupada. That actual human life He has given us. Krishna consciousness. He has brought us out of the animal kingdom. He's brought us to the human point, you see. So now let us not hover in the animal sphere. Let us take Prabhupada's teachings in toto. Yes, Prabhupada, I accept everything that you say. Now I fully surrender to you, Srila Prabhupada. I follow everything you say. I will think, speak, and act in all times, places, and circumstances in a way that is pleasing to Srila Prabhupada, you see. That is gratitude. Otherwise, we're just taking and we don't want to give. We have to reciprocate with Prabhupada. To give our life to Prabhupada. His mission. To spread Krishna consciousness. And to awaken our Krishna consciousness. If there's any questions, I can answer them. First question. We are also indebted to our parents. Now wait a minute. Actually, the parents are worshipable according to Vedic culture. We worship the superiors such as the parents. That is etiquette. We do offer respect to the parents. But where did they get all the food they fed you? Did they manufacture it? Where did they get all the facility they gave you? The clothing, the room. Everything they've given you is a gift of God. It's all coming from Krishna. They're simply the agents. They're the FedEx delivery service. They deliver to you the gift of God. That's all. So the actual debt is to God. What if the parents want us to be materialists? That means they're fools. My grandmother also, she said, why don't you become a Christian minister? She's a foolish lady. She doesn't know. We don't follow fools. If you follow a fool, you become a fool. So my parents, although they were nice in many ways, they were fools. You know, I'm speaking honestly. I always looked up to my dad, you know. He's my... I'll bet in a minute, Debbie. that he's my teacher, you know, always looked up to him. When I went off to college, I was so, Dad always said, son, your college days are going to be the happiest days of your life. And I got there and I was totally miserable. And I went home for the weekend, I said, it was like 300 miles away, you know. Dad, I'm really depressed. He said, don't worry about it, son, it's just the phase you're going through. He doesn't have knowledge. In spite of his best intention to do the best for me, he's ignorant. He couldn't do it. I mean, I don't blame him. He wasn't trained properly either. He wasn't a bad person. But he was a fool. He's an ignorant fool. So, of course, he kind of liked our Krishna consciousness. That was his credit. Yes? Very good point from Guru Mataji. Your parents have given you, they've been agents to give you a human body, which is the facility for going back to Krishna. So the duty, putra, means one who delivers the parents, the father from hell, you see. So your duty to your parents is to deliver them by making them Krishna conscious. In fact, our Bhakti Godhead magazine, Prabhupada liked it when we got subscriptions for our parents. Prabhupada did want us to not neglect our parents. Give them a subscription to Bhakti Godhead magazine. Make them Krishna conscious.
If we don't have a knowledge, then how are we going to repay
them? Well, we have to become learned in Krishna consciousness. We have to read Prabhupada's books. We have to understand Prabhupada's books. We have to live Prabhupada's books. And we have to teach from Prabhupada's books. Remember, there was one song called Teach Your Parents Well. So we have to teach our parents well how to become Krishna conscious. I never made them devotees, but the last minute, my father was dying in an old folks home. We got the word he's getting ready to die, so we jumped in the car. And we bring some instruments for this, David? No instruments. We just jumped in the car and headed over there. And sure enough, he was just ready to leave his body. And we did kirtan for him as he was leaving his body. You see. He was like in total anxiety. He was laying there all bewildered. And then the kirtan, his eyes became peaceful. As soon as he heard the kirtan, he became peaceful and then he left his body. So you have to take care of your parents by helping them go back to Godhead. Okay, next question. If the Lord has a loving relationship with all of us, what do you mean, if? Why is it so hard for us to have such loving relationships among each other? Because we are not connected with Krishna. Because we're greedy, lazy, unlucky. We have all these bad qualities because we're holding on to our anarthas. The reason you can't have a good loving relationship with other devotees is you are holding on to your own anarthas. Anartha nivritti. Kick out all this lust, anger, greed. You've got to get out. Mr. Lust, get out. Mr. Anger, get out. Mr. Greed, get out. Mr. Laziness, craziness, get out of my heart. You're not welcome here anymore. Get out of here and don't you ever come back. That's the mood we have to have with our anarthas. Not that we indulge them. Well, I'll just watch one movie on the airplane. We don't indulge them. Kick them out. And then, in other words, I've been hearing a nice lecture series by Rimana Sarupabhu, one of my exalted god brothers. He was for many years a very leading member on the GBC, and he analyzed the difficulties that ISKCON has had over the years, going back to even when Prabhupada was here. The difficulties we've had in ISKCON has been to the fact that devotees are not working on their anarthas. Every single problem that ISKCON had was due to devotees not trying to get free of their anarthas. And if devotees are actually working to get free of their anarthas, they're as good as liberated, you see. But if you're attached to your anarthas, you're not trying to get rid of them, you're indulging your anarthas, that's the problem. We can't have loving relationships. That means we're holding on to anarthas. We're not trying to kick them out. If you're trying to get rid of your anarthas, you can have very sweet, loving relationships among devotees. So that's what we have to do. We have to strive. See, there's different stages in Krishna consciousness. The first stage is Shraddha. You have faith in the process. Oh, this is a very nice process, Krishna consciousness. Sadhu Sangha, then you associate with devotees. Well, you come to the temple, you say, well, these devotees, they do this, they do that. Okay, well, I'll do it too. That's called Bhajana Kriya. You take up the activities of bhakti. You chant the mala, you follow the principles, you take diksha, you see. That's Bhajana Kriya. Now, the next step is Anartha Nivritti. And that is a very essential step. And that means now I work to get free of this dirt in my heart. And that's what separates the men's from the boys, as I say. You see, many people come to our movement and they leave because they don't embrace Anartha Nivritti. You see, I can think of the boys that I got initiated with. There was three of us. The two of them were gone years ago. After two or three years, they were both gone. I can think of so many god brothers I had, they're long gone. You see, why? Because they did not embrace Anartha Nivritti, getting rid of the dirt in the heart. So if you want to be strong, if you want to be steady, if you want to make it through your lifetime and be fixed and not bloop, Anartha Nivritti, that means getting free from the dirt in the heart. You have to work diligently to get rid of your lust, get rid of your anger, get rid of your greed, your madness, illusion, envy, laziness, craziness, get it all out. Understand, I'm a contaminated person. I have all this dirt in my heart. I have to pray to Krishna, please free me. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If you're doing that, you're as good as a liberated soul. Even though you're still within the material nature, if you're working hard to free yourself from all the dirt in the heart, you're every day meditating, trying to get free from this dirt, you're as good as a liberated soul already. So that's why we have bad relationships. We're trying to hold on to our anarthas. The Virat Rupa is also considered to be a personal aspect of God. Is this correct? Everything is part of Krishna. Nothing which is not. Krishna is present in everything. It's all His energy. The Absolute Truth can be realized in three aspects: Brahman, Paraman, Bhagavan. Why then we derive the Brahman aspect so much? Well, Brahman is the impersonal conception, merging into the oneness. That, even though it is the beginning, one holds on to that conception. Lord Chaitanya says, Mayavadi basha shani lai har sarvanash. When he holds on to this impersonal Brahman conception, he's finished. Because in that conception, there is nothing but God. Everything is God. Nothing exists except for God. And within that God, there's no varieties. There's no form. There's no names. Actually, it's just the oneness. So actually that impersonal Brahman philosophy kills Krishna as a person. The person Krishna is an illusion. There's not really a person Krishna. There's not really a form. There's not really a flute player. It's just the oneness. So it kills bhakti. Therefore, it's not very good. Yeah, they teach you. You merge into Brahman and you become God. That's why I went to a Mayavadi guru. He said, I'm God, you're God, we're all God. That's impersonal conception. We see through history that acharyas like Brahma showed anger. Well, anger can be utilized by a teacher for teaching his students. There's a difference between anger, using anger, being used by anger. Anger can be, you can become overwhelmed by anger, and that's material. Or you can use anger in the service of the Lord. That's spiritual. But you have to be careful that when you're using anger in the service of the Lord, you're not being overcome by anger. Devotees didn't understand transcendental anger in the beginning. Maybe they still don't understand it. Many of you may not still understand. But Prabhupada was at MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, and he was having a debate with the Mayavadi. And it's all one, he was arguing. Swamiji, it's all one! Very heavy argument. Prabhupada grabbed him by the shirt and he said, if it's all one, why don't you wear a cotton ball? Grabbed him by the shirt, he was shaking, and Prabhupada was so showing so much anger. The buddy said, oh no, Swamiji is losing his temper. Call the cab, let's get him out of here. They didn't realize, you see, the anger of the acharya is divine anger. If you use anger as a preaching tool, great, but just got to be expert. Not you become overcome by anger. Prabhupada didn't hit him in the face. He was using anger. Prabhupada wasn't overcome by anger. He was using anger as a preaching tool. So how to discern if my anger is bona fide or not? If you keep it under control, if you can show anger in 1 minute, in the next minute be as cool as a lotus flower. You see what I'm saying? If you can show great anger and be very calm immediately, then you're okay. But if your anger gets carried away, you start saying and spouting out all kinds of offensive things, and obviously it's not proper. Srila Prabhupada gave us a human life, so who we can please him, or how is what they mean to say. So who, we meant how. How we can please him in a proper way. Well, you have to become a pure devotee. Prabhupada wants you to become a pure devotee. And he wants you to preach Krishna consciousness. There's two things. You become a pure devotee, and you help out and train others to become pure devotees. That's what it means to please Prabhupada, to please your spiritual master too. The relatives are especially difficult to take to Krishna consciousness, to preach to them how to deal with this situation. Well, try your best, but don't waste your time. But actually, relatives are relative. Actually, every living entity is your relative, ultimately. But, there's a natural sentiment. It's like I sometimes try to see if I can preach my brother a little bit, one relative I have left. See if I can, in any way, attract him a little bit. You try, but you don't waste your time, We put our energy where we're getting the results. So sometimes I try preaching my brother a little bit with an email and see if I can, make any progress with him. But I know generally I don't. He invited me to come to. He moved out west of Austin and got a big house with a big acreage out in the beautiful hill country. So he wanted me to come out and see his new house. He invited me to come on out, He wanted to show off his house. So I said, sure, we can come. We'll do a kirtan. He said, can we do something a little more serene? So I didn't go. See what I'm saying? I was willing to go do a kirtan, but he said, no, I'm not going to go. So you can try, but don't waste your time, just doing mundane. You've had so many relatives in so many millions of lifetimes, and where do they get you? Another material body. How is the living entity's participation in the external pastimes of Krishna creation and destruction is not considered lila? Why don't think it's lila? This is also a lila of Krishna. This is his external lila. It's like the government built a prison, that's also part of the activities of the prison. Now the government, So what lila do you want to be in? That's your choice. This is also a pastime of Krishna. Manifesting the material. But it is a lila of Krishna, manifesting this material existence. So what lila do you want to be in? You can be in this lila or that lila, your choice. Does serving in Krishna consciousness free us from anarthana vritti? Yes. but you have to endeavor to become free. Not that you just go on serving and maintain some offensive attitude while you're doing your service. You have to do the service at the same time, diligently endeavor to purify your consciousness, your attitude. It's very important then. Because you can maintain offenses and go on doing service, and that means eventually you'll leave. We see many devotees were doing great service and boom, finished. Because while they were doing the service, they weren't cultivating anartha nivritti. They were holding on to their anarthas while they're doing the service. They were doing their service very proudly and holding on to their anarthas. Then they left. You see, great service. There's so many examples. I'm talking about big gurus and GBCs even in our movement. They were holding on to their anarthas while they were doing big service, book distribution, organizing temples, deity worship. They're organizing the whole thing. The leader of our Los Angeles community, you see, that many years ago, he was, you know, huge book distribution going on, big marathons, beautiful deity worship, everything going on. He's managing the whole thing, but he's holding on to anarthas at the same time that he finished, he's gone. Now he's coming back after many years. Very humbly. very nice humble mood now. But you just doing the service is not enough. You have to cultivate Vaishnava qualities at the same time. Otherwise you're just serving in the mud of passion and you'll be gone today or tomorrow. You have to cultivate Vaishnava qualities. Get rid of the anarthas. So, any more questions? We have about three or four minutes left. Yes?
I just had a comment. I have a brother, an older brother. My younger brother is a devotee.
Let me turn on my... I'm on hearing aids here, so I'm going to turn on my hearing aids and see if I can pick it up.
Most of my family are devotees anyway. I have a new one older brother. He's not at all favorable to Krishna consciousness. But his only qualification that he loves Krishna. So when I'm here, I just pat it on. Just bring it to the table and you relish prasadam.
That's very good.
Yeah, that's his own
prasadam. He'll become a devotee. Papa told us, he said, if you keep feeding them prasadam, they'll become devotees.
That's all I'm doing.
Yeah, that's very good.
No preaching, nothing. Just prasadam.
If you like prasadam, that is also preaching. Preaching through the tongue, you see. Yeah, that's very nice. By prasadam, you can capture his heart. That's very good what you're doing. Keep doing that. That's very nice. Very nice tip. Give them prasadam. They won't take the philosophy, give them prasadam. They won't do any service, they won't come to the temple. Give them prasadam. That's very good. Thank you very much for sharing that with us. Anything else? Okay, we'll stop here. Kantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaura Prema Nandi.